Trina Morris is a wildlife biologist with the State Department of Natural Resources. She describes walking into a tunnel in northeast Rabun County, the state's biggest winter refuge for bats, where white nose syndrome is spread.
It was just really gruesome looking, and just you see the bodies littering the water and piled up on the shelves of rock on the side of the tunnel where there are areas that can collect the bat bodies.
In just 1 year, Morris says white nose syndrome cut the tunnel's bat population from more than 5,500 to around 3,500. The case marks the first time the disease has been reported in northeast Georgia.
That's not really typical to see a decline like that in the first year of finding white nose syndrome. But we did see that, and it's probably because of the syndrome as well as the extremely cold winter.
White nose syndrome has been reported in 26 U.S. states since it first appeared in 2006 and has killed millions of bats. It's caused by a fungus that thrives in cold, damp places like caves and mines, popular winter hibernation spots for some bat species. Pete Padavina is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Georgia office.
Once their temperatures come down to meet the ambient temperature of the cave, then the fungus will start to grow on its tissues. And it just irritates the bat so much, and it'll cause lesions.
White nose syndrome was first reported in Georgia last year and has been concentrated in the northwest part of the state until this month. Georgia DNR says the fungus so far has been found in 12 caves and mines in 6 counties. But with more than 600 caves in Georgia, Padavina says there's no way to know just how much white nose syndrome has spread in the state. Because the disease is spread from bat to bat, Padavina says there's not much conservationists can do to stop the spread.
In this day and age, there's always an answer. I mean, it seems like it's very simple. Oh, it's just a fungal disease, and we have tons of, antifungals around, and why can't we, treat these bats? There's just no easy answer.
Padavina says the state will continue to track the disease's spread. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.